Do it live.
Please won't you be my neighbor, neighbor and friend.
Hey everybody, welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This is a talk show. You are in the Looking Glass Bar. We're going to have a very, 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 very good time together, or a moderate time. It's really up to you at this point. Welcome to the show. So the news, Charlie Sheen, blah, blah, blah. It's just a rich kid being rich, and it makes me jealous. I like to know that all of my friends will tell me that I'm being an asshole when I am rich enough to afford all the cocaine in the world. But until then, I'll be up here in front of you delightful people doing a talk show. Back to real important news. My cat's a fucking asshole. He's trying to kill himself, and my girlfriend is convinced that he's just an idiot cat. And because he's trying to kill himself, I now have a $2,000 cat vet bill. That's fucking fair. I've spent more on this goddamn cat in the past 3 days than I've spent on my own health in 10 years. I had a hole in my tooth for 7 years. 7 years. That's why I started drinking whiskey, to kill the nerves in my face. Yet I treat a cat like a king. This guy, let's start from the beginning. I love my girlfriend very much, so I buy her flowers, because flowers are cheap, and that's a very easy way to show your love. So I buy her lilies, which are very, very sad, awful flowers, which are her favorite flowers. I've been buying her lilies for 7 fucking years. We've had this cat for 3 years. Only recently did he decide, maybe I should eat this lily that's in front of me, and then vomit instantly, foregoing the entire charcoal and whatever. We have to take him to the vet because it will kill him. He will die. But he obviously wants to die. Whatever. We take him to the hospital. I get a text message. This is going to cost between $1,500 and $2,000. Not, should we let the thing die that obviously wants to die? No. You are paying $1,500 to $2,000. Why? Because I don't want to die alone. And if you don't pay this fucking bill, you're going to die alone. And no woman will ever touch you. So I come to grips with that fact. And then Mr. Charlie Sheen talks, sure, I agree with you, sir. Cats. Let's talk more about cats. Cats are a weird thing. If you have too many, you're sad and lonely. If you have like two, you're just cool. If you're allergic, you're just smart. Charlie Sheen gets all the cocaine in the world, and I got a $2,000 vet bill, and I can't pay rent now. So I'm going to be homeless, and this cat's going to be very, very rich and famous. But it's cute because he's got a little Band-Aid on his little paw thing, and it's just gorgeous. And that's why we're doing a talk show. Because I have a cat that doesn't know how to not eat flowers. I'm glad to be back at the Looking Glass. We do this show in other cities, and the Looking Glass is unlike other venues. It makes me happy to be here. It's one of the few places that I've found in D.C., where you don't have to be a reporter or a lobbyist or a congressman or cheating on your wife to have a very good time. And that's kind of rare in this fair city. It's weird that I'm staring at one of the owners of the Looking Glass right now. How you doing, buddy? Great. Crowd work. It's fantastic. My favorite story in the news last night was these firemen who just wanted to be awesome firemen and decided to get really drunk and then take the fire engine on a joyride. And I really think that in their mind, everyone was going to be like, hey, but in reality, everyone was like, hey, and that really bothered them. And so, ladies and gentlemen, by the end of the night, I want to be one of two things. I want to be a fireman, not a volunteer fireman, a real fireman. Fireman? I want to be a real fireman. Or I want to be Charlie Sheen. And since none of you have a very rich dad who was a shitty president on a television show that I never understood, now YouTube clips are going up, blah, blah, blah. I think we're just going to get wasted on alcohol because we can't afford cocaine. Could we do that, everybody? Could we just drink a lot of alcohol? Fantastic. We have an absolute fantastic show tonight. We have John and Sarah from DC Bocce, a league. I know. It's weird. Bocce, that's taken over. Sure, why not? We have a comedy from Patty P. Patty P, put your hands together for Pat P. And we have gorgeous music. By the way, Ryan, your music better be gorgeous or you're going to get kicked off the show. We have wonderful music from Ryan from Type Fighter. Without further ado, Ian Walters, everybody. Ian, play some delightful piano. Ian, you haven't done the show in a while. How have you been?
I've been well.
What have you been up to?
Been thinking about your cat.
You've been thinking about... Do you have a cat?
No, I used to have a cat, but the ex-girlfriend got the cat in the settlement.
So you're the winner.
Indeed I am.
What was the name of your cat?
Buddha.
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 Was your cat fat?
Indeed, she was a fat cat.
She, Buddha's
a female. Buddha. We could have done Shiva, but she was fat and didn't have eight arms.
So are you religious, and do you only base your religion on your cats? Two-part question, go.
No, yes. Chew on that one for a while. What's the name of your cat?
Our cat's name is Mao, M-O-W.
M-O, not like M-A-U.
No. Here's the story of the cat. My girlfriend is a fantastic drunk, and there's this thing called market days. My goddess slash girlfriend is a fantastic drunk, and there's this thing called market days. And market days is just gay pride part two. And she was really, really drunk on boxed wine and decided, this cat needs a home. That cat was named Igby. Igby never wanted to be a house cat, so it ran away the first time it could. Okay? She got sad, so I found this cat on Craigslist because I thought it was the same cat. We've had this cat for 3 years, and it's the laziest, happiest piece of shit I've ever seen. So that's why we have Mao. He would only respond to it, Mao! So we call him Mao, and that's why he has his name.
Indoor only?
Indoor only. We were robbed twice in 1 month. That window was open for 6 hours, did not even try to leave. Mao! That's our cat.
Does she, bring mice and birds to please its master?
He actually finally did something good. He killed 2 mice in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
And he brought us the carcass to show us. And then he instantly napped. So I'm all for the cat unless it cost me $2,000.
It sounds like a good cat.
Really? Is it that good of a cat?
It might be covered.
Wouldn't just like a really decent mice trap do the same job?
My understanding is that cat care is declared unconstitutional by several courts around America.
It should be considered unconstitutional. Are we done?
Free cat care for everyone.
Free cat. That's our platform this evening. Free cat care for everyone. You ready to play some music, Ian?
Sure.
Fantastic. Coming to the stage, two people that are very familiar with something called bocce in the ball format. Coming to the stage, please put your hands together for Sarah D and John G from DC Bocce, everybody. Sarah and John, how are you two?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Fabulous.
Okay, bocce. That's a thing.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Before we get to what makes it awesome, what exactly is bocce?
It's Italian lawn bowling.
It's Italian lawn bowling.
Uh-huh.
Lawn bowling really doesn't make sense either.
No, it doesn't.
It's kind of like croquet, but without the mallet.
What's okay? What? How does that make it more simple? That makes it more complicated, sir.
Well, you played table shuffleboard.
Yes, I played table shuffleboard. I've been to bars.
Imagine that you were on the board and it was grass.
You're making this a really complicated game. Yeah, you throw the red ball at the other ball.
This is why we let her talk most of the time.
Sarah, take over.
Okay, so it's super easy. There's a little white ball. It's called a polina, a.k.a. the target ball. There's 4 green balls and 4 red balls. Each team, red and green, takes turns trying to get their balls closest to the little white ball. And that's it. And then you score.
And you two are the... How are you involved in DC Bocce?
We founded the league 7 years ago.
You founded the league 7 years ago?
7 fucking years ago.
Wow.
It's hard to believe. It's like thinking about when I graduated college.
When did you graduate college?
It also dates us.
9 years ago.
9 years ago. Fantastic. So you're 30.
Apparently I had 2 years of freedom and then this.
Is this a pain? Do you like doing this?
No, it's great.
We love it.
Wonderful hoodie that no one can see who's listening.
Okay, why is this an awesome game? You said it was an awesome game. Prove to me that it's awesome.
Well, differently than a lot of other sports, it's the kind of thing that you don't really have to have a lot of skill to do. You just sort of show up and anyone can pick it up.
Do you have any skill?
I have none.
Fantastic.
We
Sarah?
Have zero skill.
You have zero skill.
I've been playing bocce for 7 years and I still suck.
How has the league grown? Has it?
Are you asking about size requirements or you want to know like...
Both.
Oh, okay.
Girth, width, duration.
Yeah, it's...
I'm recusing myself.
How long does the game usually last?
Games are an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, and then after you play, everybody goes to the bar and gets drunk.
Which bars do you like to go to get drunk?
Well, Looking Glass is one of our
bars. Plug, plug, plug. There you go.
That's called pandering.
We're all over the city. We're in DuPont. We're in on the Hill. We're in Adams Morgan. We're in Virginia. We're in Bethesda.
Wow, so you have four locations to play bocce.
We're actually at eight locations.
That seems
plus U Street, which is a separate animal entirely.
Wait. Is there a feud with the U Street bocce team?
The U Street likes to think of themselves as the Premier League, so they play fancy competitive bocce.
What's the difference between competitive bocce and just... This seems like a drinking game that's glorified with T-shirts.
that would be true.
Yeah.
How could... Wait, Ian pulled up something on the iPad that's just freaking me out right now. It's a Matisse painting.
Early bocce ball players. Matisse is shit.
Matisse is the shit, Sarah.
I don't usually mount the other players like that, but...
I don't know what kind of bocce you're playing.
Do you have a uniform when you play, or do you play in the nude like Matisse is portraying?
We tend to wear T-shirts.
Only T-shirts. Are they long T-shirts? Are they like nighty T-shirts, like you're 80 or what?
They cover up a decent amount.
A decent amount.
The ladies want us to switch to form-fitting female-style T-shirts.
But really? Is that another controversy that we're uncovering here?
The women want booby shirts, but we all play in unisex
T-shirts. I also want those shirts.
So John wants the booby shirts. Sarah says no to the booby shirts.
I like the booby shirts. I'd rock them.
So you're pro booby shirts.
I'm pro booby shirt.
Prove it by getting some.
The biggest problem is that when they wear them, I can't read the name on the front.
You have names on the front?
Yeah, it says DC Bocce right on the front of the shirt.
Do you have team names, or are you just colored?
We do have team names.
What's your team?
You have some of the most creative team names.
Are you guys on the same team?
In the history of amateur sports.
No, we stopped being on the same team a while ago.
What are your teams now?
My team name is Just the Tip.
Just the Tip?
Yes.
Even though you have no tips and a lot of balls.
Well, sometimes it takes Just the Tip to win. So.
Fantastic. Just the Tip to win, everybody.
I've never heard that working.
Well, if you want to... No, it doesn't work. Okay, what's your team name?
I don't have an actual team.
What?
No, I'm retired.
How could you be retired from the laziest game in the history
of
sports?
Well, I was undefeated until I lost every season.
So you never won a game?
Never.
Fantastic. The U Street team, let's go back to the feud. What are they called?
Well, we call them the Premier League, and they play in fancy jerseys, and they play on a bocce court.
There's a such thing as a bocce court.
Yeah, they're the
isn't that just spray painted grass?
Well, just to chime in, we actually built courts in Capitol Hill.
What?
Yeah. We have the only two public courts in D.C. are we built, and they're in Capitol Hill.
That seems insane and unnecessary.
It's actually pretty popular.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not popular. Do you have fun playing bocce?
You have the time of your life playing bocce.
When can people join you to play bocce?
You can sign up right now. We just opened registration today.
How long is the season?
The season is 8 weeks, and it includes everything. You play for 8 weeks, and then there's finals, and then there's an end-of-season party where everyone gets drunk for free.
How is that? Where do you get drunk for free?
At your sponsor bar.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Sometimes at this bar.
At this bar, another plug. If you weren't playing bocce, what would you be doing?
I have no idea.
I'd be here with no excuse.
Fantastic. The hoodies. Why the hoodies? Do you like hoods on sweatshirts? It's a hard-hitting question. Think about it.
I'm a big Donnie Darko fan.
You're a big Donnie. So you like movies that are just way overrated.
Yeah. Oh.
What's your favorite part of the pointless Donnie Darko? Did you enjoy the 45-minute extra director's cut that made even less sense?
No, it's all the E.T. references. I totally got those.
You like the E.T. references. Why not just watch E.T.? He had a hoodie.
Because I hate Reese's Pieces.
Why do you hate Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, that's impossible.
Yeah, that maybe
that
that's why you don't play.
You should hear her say Reese's Pieces.
The Reese's Pieces.
It's like she's not even speaking English.
They're the perfect snack when you're high.
Wait. They're the perfect snack when you're high. How often are you high?
I used to be high a lot. I'm not anymore.
Is bocce the perfect sport to play high?
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's a lot better than darts.
Is it more fun, drunk or high?
I like drunk better.
John?
I've never played it high.
You've never played it high, so maybe you should shut your fucking mouth.
This is possible.
Get super high and play some kick-ass bocce.
You know, I hear that almost every night I show up to bocce.
What time is bocce play? This seems like a day sport, and you're showing up at night.
We play after work, so after you're done your stupid job, you can come out and have fun.
What's your stupid job, or should we not talk about
bocce
that?
Bocce is our stupid
My
job.
My stupid job is running bocce.
Really? Is this a full-time job?
Yeah.
Jube?
I'm kind of living the dream, so.
That is living the dream. In your ideal world, where does bocce go?
Wow, bocce is going to get national.
Are you Italian?
I am Italian.
Okay. John?
It's shocking. No, I'm not Italian.
He's Irish.
I don't even know how I got into this.
Yeah, how did you get into this?
It's a long story.
It is.
Yeah, that's why we're on a talk show. Tell the long story.
I tried hurling, but I kept getting hit with the mallet.
Seriously?
No.
Then what's the actual reality?
We used to date.
Whoa!
A long
John
time
looks
ago.
Uncomfortable for the podcast listener at home. Okay, so you dated, you had a lovely, wonderful love affair, and then this awful sport tore you apart, and now you're forced together on a stage.
It was uncomfortable when we used to date. Now I'm totally comfortable.
Now you're comfortable. Why was it uncomfortable when you two dated?
I don't know. I don't recall that.
Because she was always high.
That is not the truth.
Was she always drunk?
Was he always drunk?
I was always drunk because it was uncomfortable.
Are you two seeing anyone now?
Yes.
Yes.
John's girlfriend is sitting over there in the
John's
corner.
Girlfriend is uncomfortable right now.
That's possible.
Where is John's girlfriend? Could she wave? Is it John? Ooh, John's girlfriend's got fury in her eyes. Or she's smiling brightly. I can't tell the difference.
She's three drinks in. She's probably very happy.
She's three drinks in and very happy. That's just good life advice. What can we do to encourage you to, not necessarily to get back together? Because, you know, you each have partners, but like...
You should just stop talking right now.
No. Talk show. Talk show. First word is talk. Is bocce the best singles dating thing in the D.C. area?
Shit, yeah. You will get laid.
Have you gotten laid due to bocce?
Who hasn't?
Cough. No, yeah. I mean, just to, for... I'm not going to change topics or anything, but... We actually do have at least like four married couples that met in the league, including someone who used to run the league.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not either one of us, but someone else who used to run the league got married.
This
someone
is great.
That had a more functional relationship.
We even have little kids that have bocce onesies that we sell.
You sell bocce onesies?
Yeah, you can buy them on our site. If you happen to have a baby...
Or not. Or just happen to have something that needs a onesie.
If your dosh hound needs a onesie, you're good to go.
So far... Or for your cat. From the
I don't think Mal wants one. Not the long walk he's going to have to take.
What long walk he's going to have to take? He's going to the electric chair? Why the fuck would you say that?
I know,
how
right?
dare you?
Jesus Christ.
You fucking asshole.
Just such a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, you are. Now, thanks a lot, dick. Okay. So
I
it seems that,
not listening.
From an outsider's perspective, it seems that bocce might be the best sport to play... If you like to drink.
Yes.
If you hate your job.
Yes.
If you like somewhat outdoor activities.
Yes.
If you're single.
Fuck yes.
And you like to party.
Yay! I would concur with all of those statements.
How is this different than a frat or sorority?
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
You play bocce. Is that the only difference?
We're cool.
You're cool. Do you hate people that were in fraternities and sororities?
Well, I guess the difference would be that the people in bocce are the ones who... provide the roofies.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you're saying the bocce people are the real rapists.
Oh, wow. Rape isn't funny.
I don't know where that went. Okay. Thank you guys for doing this. It seems like bocce is a fun thing to play. Where can people find out about bocce?
www.
Wait, stop. Do you think you needed to say the www part? Would
yes.
people be lost if you just added a .com somewhere?
Sarah doesn't even know what Twitter is right now. So
okay, it's
I told her that we'd come here to tweet, and she's doing it right now in her mind.
http:////
www.
No, not www.
Www.
No, because then you got to spell dubdubdub.
Oh.
That gets you nowhere.
Okay.
Lowercase or uppercase, is that correct?
Lowercase.
Lowercase only, because your site's weird. Okay. www. Or is it not dot? Is it something weird that I don't know about?
There is a dot.
There's
yes.
a dot. Then what?
DC Bocce, B-O-C-C-E .com.
.com.
Backslash.
Backslash?
I think so.
Backslash what?
I think just one.
Sarah, you seem like a lot of fun.
Not me so much. We also do have a great cupcake promotion coming up this week.
Whoa. Not slow
that
down.
That was out of the blue.
I don't think. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. We're going for it. What is your cupcake promotion?
I don't know if you guys have heard of Curbside Cupcakes. They're the first food truck in the city. They do cupcakes exclusively. And we're actually doing a promotion with them where you have to know the secret password. It's shocking. I don't know what it could be.
Bocce.
We're from the DC Bocce League.
It's register for DC Bocce.
You're not supposed to tell people that.
Register for DC Bocce, and then what? Free
and then
cupcakes?
You get free cupcakes.
Whoa, that's a crazy scoop. Coup? Not a coup. Yeah, we're going to. What? That doesn't make sense. A crazy scoop. Register for DC cupcakes. Bocce from Curbside Cupcakes.
Yeah.
Too much alliteration, by the way. And you get free cupcakes.
Yes.
Well, you get one free cupcake.
One.
What if you put
We're not
like
breaking the bank here? I mean, red velvet, that's all you get.
Let's break the cupcake bank. I'm going to end this interview that should have ended 5 minutes ago with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. It's an awful, awful book.
Oh, my
you
God.
You each get your own question because
I can't
you're
wait.
Both special.
So excited.
Let's go with Sarah first. I need you to pick a number between 6 and 253. Why is that funny?
I don't know. I laugh a lot.
I love drunk women. They're the best.
She's never counted that high.
112.
112. We're retiring the questions. So you get to keep this as a memento of your forgotten evening. Number 112. If you could pick any one food and have as much as it, much of it as you wanted, but nothing else during the next week, what would you pick?
That is so easy.
What?
Pizza with pepperoni and sweet peppers.
What kind of sweet peppers?
Sweet peppers, like pickled sweet peppers, really good. With pepperoni, it's perfect.
Any specific location or just...
Yeah, Grotto's in Delaware is my favorite pizza.
Grotto's in Delaware?
Yeah.
You like beach pizza?
Lewis, yeah.
That's for you to keep. Enjoy that.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart.
Aren't I? Thanks, book. Okay. 6 to 253, John. Pick a number.
69.
Seven.
Seven.
Oh, wow.
I will not pick 69.
Maybe this is why the relationship didn't work out. He couldn't pick his own number. You're fun. All right, number seven. When you make a mistake, do you make up excuses? If so, do you think people believe you?
Well, I'm pretty much always 15 minutes late, and I sort of stopped making up excuses when I was 12, so I would say... No, I do not make up excuses.
You're a class act.
But I think that if I tried, no one would believe me. Probably because I suck at lying.
Why do you suck at lying?
Yeah,
you're really bad at this. Okay, here you go. That's for you to keep. Final plug. HTTP /backslash/case. What? Lowercase www.dcbocce.com/.
Shit, yeah.
Cupcake?
Curbside Cupcakes.
Curbside Cupcakes.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, where?
Everywhere.
Wednesday, everywhere, and you say register for DC Bocce, which we're not supposed to know about, and you get free cupcakes.
I talk too much.
You talk just the right amount, lady. Please put your hands together from Sarah and John from DC Bocce.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. All right. Are you ready to laugh or do something similar to it? Fantastic. Come in the stage. Please put your hands together for Pat EP, everybody.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Looking Glass Lounge. Great to be here looking good. Yes. Always talks about business. My name is Patty P. Last letters of my name, EP, El Paso. I come from Texas. We have a little thing there we call the death penalty, or as I like to call it, play nice, y'all. or we'll kill you. So I want to talk about jobs today. My first job, I worked in a barbecue, and the first day I was trained, my trainer associated everything to anal sex. He was like, all right, today we're going to have you doing the dishes, but fucking if it gets crazy, we'll have you on the floor, but fucking if there's time, we'll have you make some coleslaw, but fucking if not, it's fine, we'll do it tomorrow. That was a good joke, but fucking it wasn't. And after that I fed the hungry for 2 years. Give me a hand for that. Applaud me. Yeah, 2 years. Yeah, it was a downer, everybody. Big downer. Hungry people, thirsty people, they are terrible. They are terrible and pathetic. And then I realized, fuck P.F. Chang's. So I quit P.F. Chang's. And then now I work in an office, and it's going all right. I regret telling people that I do comedy because now nobody takes me seriously. I went to my boss. I was like, hey, you know, I think I'm ready to lead my own team. And he said, wow, you are funny. Keep up the good work. Keep up the comedy. My boss also told me to be the job that I want. Be the job that I want. And I took it to heart, and I started going to each person in the office and giving him a little tug, just a little tug. You guessed it. I want a tug job. She got it. I want to be a tugboat captain. Yeah, tugboat. My own tugboat. Wouldn't that be kick-ass? All right, talking about jobs. My dad, he's a doctor. Yeah. It was cool growing up, and he would always be there to answer any medical questions I had. I remember I was like, Dad, why does my wiener get hard when I see naked girls? And he's like, well, son, that's your body getting ready for sex. And then I was like, what's sex? And he's like, well, son, that's where you take your wiener and you put it in a girl's vagina. And I was like, Dad, what's a vagina? And then he dropped me off. He said he would tell me after this podcast, so I'll probably have some vagina jokes next week. Yeah. I thought that would be funny, but fucking it wasn't. All right, I got more. Let's see. So I was talking about vaginas. Yeah, my dad, you know, people ask me, they're like, why don't you become a doctor? And I'm like, I don't want to squeeze dudes' balls all day. That's what my dad does. He does physicals for the FBI. So he sees all these classified balls, right? He's like, if the terrorists ever captured him, you know, they'd be like, hey, you, who has these balls? Who is this agent with the balls? You tell us. That's a French terrorist. You tell us, squeeze the balls. Who is this agent? I've been to Europe. Anybody been to Europe before? Yeah. I noticed something about Europe. Everybody over there speaks English. And they have a little joke about Americans. They say, what do you call someone who only speaks one language? I'm like, what? They're like, American. And I'm like, oh, okay. I thought of my own joke. What do you call somebody that speaks three languages? Who gives a shit? Everybody speaks English. We win. We win. You know, maybe if we didn't bail you out in WW2, you'd speak one language too, Shotzi. Yeah, that's right. Bringing up World War II. That was a good idea, but fucking it wasn't. I like saying that. Let's see. So Europe, yeah. I had an experience in Europe. You know, I hate ethnocentrism. I really do. I was in a French McDonald's one day, and I wanted, they only gave me half a cup of ice. So I was like, hey, could I have some more ice? And he's like, oh, you stupid American. This is not America. We can only put half ice in the cup. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, hey, buddy, this is an American company, okay? Now, I don't know what kind of socialist regime you got, but I want more ice. So why don't you give me it, you crepe munching, cheese munching, small car driving, chain smoking cheese fucker. Please. Monsieur, s'il vous plaît. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about? I almost had anyone ever been in a near plane crash?
I was one time. I knew we were going to be okay. The pilot gets on the intercom, and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, never had to deal with this before, but the landing gear won't go down. Now, don't worry. We're going to do a maneuver. We'll have you on the ground shortly. If you see sparks under the plane, don't worry. It's totally natural. Thank you for flying. We'll have you on the ground shortly. He sounded so cool when he said that. And then I realized we landed safely, and I realized, you know what? I should have known we were going to be safe, because if he got on the intercom and he was like, ooh, ladies and gentlemen, never had to say this before, but I kissed a man one time. It was pretty good. I can't believe we're going to die in Albuquerque. We should have you on the ground shortly. Fuck you all. Thank you for flying. That's what you don't want to hear, but you won't live to tell a joke about that. What else do I want to talk about? I want to talk about love. Anybody ever experienced love? Yeah. Love. Experiencing love is like experiencing Chipotle. The first time it's really good and exciting, but when it leaves, it burns and you cry. And then the second time, you know, you're a little bit, you do things to avoid the tears. And then when that leaves, it's not so bad. And then the third time, there's a chance for Chipotle. It's like, thanks, I'm just going to watch porn. I'm good. Thanks, sir. Going to the bathroom. Yeah. You know what? I'm feeling good. I'd like to talk about growing up. I think that's what growing up is about. Growing up, it's about learning new things about yourself. I recently learned that I'm an immature ejaculator. Last night, this is what happened. I was like, ha-ha, I came, ha-ha, this happened, it's happening, ha-ha. Good thing I was by myself. That would have been embarrassing. And on that note, I'd like to thank you, Looking Glass. I'll see y'all later, but fucking maybe not. Good night.
Sit down, Pat.
All right. Hi, Brandon.
Hello. Thanks for dressing up.
Thank you, man. I haven't worn this in a while.
What? Do you have a day job?
I do.
What is your day job?
My day job, you can find out on soundexchange.com.
Soundexchange.com.
Yes.
Okay. Your dad is an actual doctor.
Yes.
What does he think of your poor, poor decisions in life?
He's happy about it. He likes it. He doesn't like dick jokes. He's like, could you not talk about dicks?
Has he seen you?
No.
That's good.
I've only done it in D.C. I've never done it at home.
Where are you from?
I'm from El Paso, Texas.
You're from El Paso. Do you miss Texas?
I don't.
Why?
I like D.C. There's a lot of stuff to do here.
What's your favorite thing to do here?
I like going to rock shows.
What's your favorite rock show venue?
I like 930 Club.
Why?
Yeah, I think it's kick-ass.
Why is it kick-ass?
Their sound system is awesome.
So you're a big audiophile.
Yeah, I do.
I like that you have a mustache now.
Thanks.
You look real rapey. Okay, what made you want to start doing stand-up?
I like to be creative, and I was actually inspired. I was at a burlesque show, and there was this girl, you know, she was this, you know, average-looking girl jumping in front of me, and, like, her boobs were just, like, swinging around, and she looked so happy doing it, and I realized I wanted to perform, and I can't do that, but I was like, I don't mind getting in front of people. I'll do that.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't.
Shouldn't that have inspired you to get a girlfriend?
It actually hasn't. I'm actually very at a low point for girlfriends.
Really? When is the last time you had a girlfriend?
This is like college. I was a freshman in college.
How old are you
now? 6 years ago.
Oh, six years?
Yeah, I'm 26.
You haven't had a girlfriend in 6 years?
Yeah. I haven't.
Why? It's not okay. Don't clap to that. This is awful. You might die alone. Let's change that. Okay.
I'm over it.
Let's talk about your positives. You're a thin look. You're a good looking man. You got a job.
Thank you.
You're in the arts.
Yes, arts.
Your Facebook profile has you wearing glasses and a Nats hat. That's very good.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah.
What are you looking for in a lady or fella?
I like ladies. I don't know. If the dude had a nice haircut, maybe a dude.
Good. Don't be homophobic.
Yeah. You know, you gotta keep your options open.
You definitely need to keep your options open.
I've gone on inadvertent mandates.
You what?
Inadvertent mandates.
You've went on inadvertent mandates.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. It's like,
I don't think that was inadvertent. I think you just said yes.
Well, the dude was like, "Hey, you want to come meet me?" I was like, "All right." Like, meet him at a bar, and so
you wanted to meet a stranger in a bar.
No, it wasn't a stranger. It was like a guy I knew.
It was a what?
He was a guy that I knew.
It was how?
that I thought we were like we were friends. We'd always talk, but then he invited me, and then I found out he was gay. And then I was like, oh, he didn't want to play Halo at my house.
Did you invite him over to play Halo?
No.
Why not?
Actually, I don't have an Xbox. I did.
Are you drinking Miller Lite?
No, okay. That's not mine.
Okay. I just wanted to talk to you about that. Have an intervention. What's the goal?
The goal, I think keep creating. I like to write. I like doing stand-ups really
what
fun.
Do you like to write?
Excellent. I'm glad you asked. I wrote, I write for We Love DC, and I also wrote a book.
You wrote a book?
I did. I wrote a space novel. Science
did it
fiction.
Sell?
No.
Has it been published?
Yeah, on my blog. I have like 3 chapters on my shitty
blog. You didn't write a book. You started a project.
Yes, but it's the book is complete.
It's in 3 chapters.
It's 3 chapters. It's a teaser on my blog.
What is the book about?
It's about if the world was doomed, mankind's doomed, and the mission to save mankind.
What's the mission?
To fire a rocket filled with sperm and eggs into space and hope for the best.
You're going to be single a really long time.
I've actually been single a long time, yeah. Yeah. I know, Brandon.
We got real. We had some
But it's
real
a good
talk.
Thing I don't like to talk about it in public. Just on podcasts.
A lot of 15-year-olds in El Paso are going to find out about you right now. Oh, wait. What's on the screen right now?
That's me with Farnsworth Bentley.
Why are you hanging out with Farnsworth Bentley?
He's cool. We hang out.
Okay, he's the guy that held an umbrella.
Yeah, for Puff Daddy.
Yeah. That's why are you showcasing that? That should be hidden.
That's pretty I don't know, you just found it. That's
He didn't find it. That's on your Facebook profile.
Yeah, it's on my Facebook.
You like consciously said, "Hey, I got this awesome picture with Farnsworth. The world needs to see it."
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you show that off? That's insane.
You don't like it?
You
don't
no,
like
you should take that off.
Correction. That shit's awesome.
That shit's awesome. Yeah, okay, I take it back.
He's a cool guy. He talked about etiquette at where I work. So he came and he was like talking about etiquette.
You have a weird job, don't you?
I do. It's pretty cool.
All right, let's do some plugs. Where can people find you?
Sure. I like to write for We Love DC. So,
do you love DC?
I do love DC.
Good. That makes the blog not a lie.
You can friend me on Facebook. I'm Patrick Palafox.
Yeah, why do you go by Patty P instead of your God-given name?
My friends call me Patty P. I had 2 friends, both named Patrick James. Okay. So I became Patty P. That's a good story, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to hear it, it's well. The 3 of us went to Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso's on the border of Mexico.
I'm with you.
All right, so I had 2 friends, both named Patrick James, and we go to Mexico. We're like 17, and it's like, all right, we can't call each other Patrick. That makes no sense. So I became Patty P. I had a friend named Patty Mac, Patty Woods. We go to Mexico, go to a strip club. They're like, you should get a hooker. You should fuck her. I'm like, no, I can't do that. They're like, you should get a blowjob. I'm like, no. They're like, you should get a hand job. I was like, all right, I'll get a hand job. They're like, go to the hooker, go buy her a drink. So I go disappear. My friend Patty Woods, he's hanging at the bar. This man comes up to him and he says, who are you with? He's like, I'm with my 2 friends. He's like, no, you're with me now. They're like, what? My friend Patty Mac comes up to Patty Woods, puts his arm around him. He's like, hey, amigo, ¿qué pasó? And the guy says, don't speak my language. People like you die here. Pulls a knife out, right? Scares them. They run out the door. I just see them run. I'm talking to this hooker. And then they run out the door, and instinctively I run after them. The bodyguard grabs my chest, and he says, you didn't pay for this drink. And I was like, here's $5. Do I get change? And he's like, no, you don't get change. And then... yeah, and then I ran out the street and I found him. I found him on the bridge between America and the U.S. Sorry, I just went on a story.
So the moral of the story is get the hand job first.
Yes.
And then there's no moral of the story. Don't go to Mexico and get a hand job if you're a fucking thin white kid from El Paso, Texas. That's the moral of the story.
That was a good story.
Stay in El Paso. You can get hand jobs anywhere in the world. It's a delightful world, and especially with the Twitters.
Yeah.
It's very easy to find a hand job.
Yeah, I guess so. Not so easy. I'm so single.
Did I just like deflate your entire career?
So fucking single. God damn it. No, you're good. You're good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready for the question. But
Will you make me a promise?
I promise.
If you kill yourself, you don't do it because of this appearance.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay. I need you to pick a number between... What? That's a good question. Between what? Between 9 and 253. I like Pat. It's fine.
I like Pat.
Friends.
Let's see. How about 93?
Why 93?
Because that's how many
You're a comedian. Be quicker. Come on, buddy. Okay, 93. I'm such a dick. I'm sorry,
hang
Pat.
Out with
I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sorry.
I have 93 friends on Facebook.
Do you really have 93 friends on Facebook?
No.
You really need to promote. Okay, 93. What things have adults told you that you suspect are not really true? Do you think they actually believe those things?
Yeah, that the more degrees they have, the better job you have. I think that's a lie.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, that was kind of serious.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Yeah, you're a comedian.
See, I'll be funny later, but fucking
No. You're supposed to be funniest when the mic is in front of you, and I know that I didn't set a good example tonight.
Yeah.
But that should be common sense, sir.
Yes, sir, Brandon. Thank you, sir.
Shut up.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
I like
Thank
Pat.
You,
where can, where's your next show? Where can people see you at?
Actually,
and don't plug a fucking open mic.
I won't punch you.
Good.
No, this is a legit show. I'm going to be at the DC Improv. I'm doing comedy school there. They have a showcase on the 23rd of this month.
Wait. You're doing comedy school?
Yeah.
You're taking stand-up classes?
I am.
You know, I would have never booked you if I knew you were taking stand-up classes.
That's why I didn't tell you.
Fantastic. Smart man. Okay, DC Improv, what date?
On March 23rd.
March 23rd. I hope you're getting your money's worth, buddy. All right, put your hands together for Patty P, everybody. Patty P. Thank you, Ian. Okay, let's plug some Ian stuff. Ian is at the Wonderland Ballroom every Sunday night, and at the Looking Glass Lounge every Wednesday night. Where can people see you besides those two places, Ian?
Zoo Bar every fourth Friday.
Ian is one of my.
And I'm at Madam's Organ on Wednesday this week.
Wait! You're playing Madam's Organ?
Yeah, man.
Why?
It's $10 to fucking get in, and they're letting me in. You're
going to make money on that show.
I'm going to make some fucking coin. That's
good,
the idea.
Good.
Shit.
Because that place is weird. I don't like that place.
You know, it gets really saucy.
I could imagine.
You know, I know someone who has had a lot of experience on the dance floor there, and it's really saucy.
Whatever that means.
It's a good place to bring a date. I know it's a $10 cover, but
all right.
It's worth checking out.
Well, let's make you some money. All right. We are sitting with a very tattooed man, Ryan McLaughlin. How are you doing, Ryan?
That's your word against mine. I'm not tattooed. Nobody will know the difference because this is a podcast.
Nope. I'm going to tweet a picture right now. You're very tattooed.
Oh.
Why do you have so many tattoos?
Why not?
Bad decisions when you get older?
No, good stories when I get older.
What was your first tattoo?
I got a bass clef with a 4-line music staff before I knew that there were 5 lines in a music staff.
What?
It is now covered up.
Why did you get that tattoo?
I don't really know. My mom took me to the tattoo shop when I was 17.
So your mom is in support of this?
She's supportive of my decisions, not necessarily of what the decisions are.
Does your mother know you play music?
Yes.
What does she think of that?
She loves it, actually. I play with her.
Oh, really? You play with your mom?
Yeah, she actually sings on my new record.
Whoa. Why do you even play music if your parents are supportive? The two seem to be at odds to me.
Well, my dad wasn't for a long time. My mom and I have always been super close, so when she actually got super excited about my playing and actually... She'll listen to my songs and actually write her own harmonies to songs that I write, and then I'll come home for Thanksgiving or Christmas or just a fucking visit because it's like it's in Woodbridge, it's like a half hour away. I'll go down and I'll visit, and she'll literally put a fucking guitar in my hands and say, "Play," and then she'll just start singing.
How could you possibly write a good song if your parents are positive? How is that possible?
Well, I don't write songs about my parents.
Well, obviously not. I'm not crazy.
Am I supposed to be a rebel because I play music?
Yeah.
And I have tattoos?
Yeah.
You are a fucking...
Right.
No.
And
you're so ignorant.
I know.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon.
You think I would do this show if I wasn't ignorant?
Good point. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Is that weird? Have you played a show with your mom?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Several.
Wow. Do you not, like, when you play a show with your mom, how is that different when she's not here tonight, is she?
No.
Good, that'd be weird. Okay, how would it be different if your mom was here?
It wouldn't be.
You drink alcohol, your mother knows this.
Yeah.
Has she seen you drink alcohol?
Oh, yeah.
On stage? Have you vomited in front of your own mother?
Yeah.
Really? What did she say?
She laughs at me. I mean, I don't know, like, I just do my thing. Like, she's very supportive of who I am, like... She knows I'm not too much of an idiot and trust my judgment.
Your supportive lifestyle is freaking me out.
You know, I would say it sounds like my mom's a big hippie, but she's not.
What does she do?
What doesn't she do, Brandon?
Hopefully not whore herself out.
Ouch. Really? That's my mom.
I said hopefully not.
Yeah, no, but my mom and whoring should not be in the same sentence.
Well, you brought it up.
You brought it up.
You said, what doesn't she do? And you made me pick.
You know, you took it somewhere dirty, and it's not good. What? No, she cooks a lot, and she hangs out at home. I have a ton of siblings, and she stays pretty busy handling the whole sibling family home thing.
Do your siblings play music?
No and yes.
How so?
Well, none of them are serious about it.
But you're serious about this.
Yeah, I'm
this is the
serious.
Dream job. If you can get paid to do anything, it'd be play music.
Oh, yeah. The rest of my life, I'll be doing music and food. That's my... That's
music
my
and
life.
Food, you yes, said. Are you yes. a chef?
Yes.
Really?
Well, not a chef, but I'm a cook and I roll sushi.
Where do you work?
A place called Sticky Rice in Northeast.
Oh, Sticky Rice are so nice. I like the people at Sticky Rice.
Yeah, yeah. I've been working there for the past 3 years. I cook there and I roll sushi.
Wow. You have a pretty good life.
You know, it's not bad.
You do.
I'm pretty happy. I'm a pretty happy guy.
Why the name Type Fighter?
Actually, it's based on if you don't know me. So
no,
my humor is horrible. I have the worst jokes in the world. But I got it down to a science, apparently. But anyway, so it's based off of a really bad joke that I thought of when, God, it must have been 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that. The Type Fighter started out as my solo project.
Okay.
And so I was down at a friend's house in Fredericksburg, and I was playing, actually his name is Ryan Little.
Okay.
He plays in a great band in D.C. called Taru Taru.
He was on the show.
He's fantastic.
I like Ryan.
So I was at his house in Fredericksburg when he lived in Fredericksburg, and I saw a typewriter that he had on display, and I commented on it. And he was like, oh yeah, that's my roommate's grandfather's old typewriter. He used to He couldn't fight in World War II, so they put him on typewriter duty. And I was like, oh, so he's a type fighter.
That's not a joke. That's just a good name for a band. Good job.
Thanks.
I like that story. That's kind of endearing. It's kind of a tribute.
You know, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I said your mom's not a whore. So really?
My mom is not a whore.
Exactly.
Brandon.
I agree completely.
My mom is a wonderful lady.
I agree.
Thank you.
Hold on.
How do you know?
Because you told me and I believe you.
Fair enough.
You don't seem like a liar. I always trust people with sleeves of tattoos.
Why?
They seem to be the most genuine people I've met in life. They're just good people. I can't think of one guy that I know that has a sleeve of tattoos that's a dick.
I could think of a couple.
Maybe I'm too drunk to notice, because they
Fair
usually
enough.
Work in bars that I
All
love.
Right.
So.
Well, no. I mean, a lot of people with tattoos, I mean, I guess what I've come to realize from people who have a lot of tattoos is whether they're an asshole or not, because there are a lot of assholes with tattoos.
Of course.
But the thing about people with a lot of tattoos, they seem to be pretty – generally, this is a general statement. This isn't fact. It's not science,
I
Brandon.
Thought all you were talking about was scientific facts.
Well, no. No. See, I've come to realize that people with a lot of tattoos and people who have a lot of tattoos, to be redundant – tend to be pretty sure and aware of who they are.
Okay.
And so with that comes...
I think you're pretty sure of who you are, Ryan.
You know, I try.
Let's end this interview so you can play some music. Ryan, I need you to pick a number between 9 and 253.
4.
Okay, 9 and 253.
I heard what you said. I said 4.
9 and 253.
94.
Thank you. tattooed people are dumb. Okay, 94 has been picked, so you get 96. Are you afraid to ask questions when you don't understand something? For example, do you sometimes fake a laugh when you don't understand a joke?
No.
Fantastic, Ryan. Okay, everybody. It's time to plug some of Ryan's stuff. Type Fighter's going on a tour. Is that correct, sir? Don't drink right now. Just talk. Type Fighter is going on tour.
Don't drink right now?
Talk.
Oh. Yes, we're going on tour. We leave actually Friday. We're going to South by Southwest in support of our new record that's coming out officially March 29th. But I have a couple for sale tonight, so if anybody likes the music, you can buy one from me for $5. It's called Fall, Winter, Fall, the new record.
Is it an EP or an LP?
It's an EP.
Okay.
Yeah, six songs. My mom plays or sings on three of them. And, yeah, and our official record release is March 27th at the Red Palace.
March 27th at the Red Palace to see Type Fighter. Full band or just you?
Full band.
Oh, that's fantastic. So this will be like a little treat, a little preview of the album.
Well, let's not assume it's a treat.
Will your mom be at that show?
Yeah, I think so.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. She's a busy lady.
She won't be whoring it up because she's a class act.
Mind your fucking business, Brandon.
Well, I'm just saying your mom's not a whore. If you want to make it sound like she is, that's your business, buddy. But I don't think she is, and I think you need to respect her and her wishes. Without further ado, the music of Ryan McLaughlin from TIE Fighter.
Thank you. The song is a song that we just made a video for called Eggs. And if you look up Type Fighter Eggs on YouTube, you'll see it. And here we go.
And one, well, it's a conundrum. Accidentally fell in love. I don't know how. And two, moved in hot air balloons. You should have seen him move. I caught the whole thing. And three, just how you look at me and make it hard to breathe. Like thickets. And four, just how I can't ignore the fact that I adore K-A-A-A-R. And for you, so I'm putting all my eggs in it. Well, I'm filling up your basket now. And for you, I'd give them all away. Not halfway, but all the way in. And I still got some more. And five, it's got to be those eyes. They're smoky lullabies. And I can hear them from here. And six, it's little pieces and bits that make you make it it. I'm in time again. And seven, my eyes are slipping right in. Right on its own. Whoa, so now and eight, it's just how I'd celebrate about all the time and place. Now wow, that proximity. So I'm putting all my eggs in there. Well, I'm filling up your basket now. And for you, I'd give them all away. Not halfway, but all the way in. And I still got some more. Now four, it's just walking out that door. It's just leaving me to be with all the rest. Oh. Now three, it's no longer next to me. It's just leaving me at home all alone, I guess. So now two more left. Well, it's almost said that I am gonna put them right in. So now just one more left. Well, it's obviously said that I am gonna put that egg right in. So now oh and oh whoa and oh whoa, my eggs are in. Dropped them on the ground and shattered all the brown shells that surrounded them. Now time has not more than I have. I never saw that come in my way before. cause I put all my eggs in an egg. Well, I filled up your basket, now and for you I gave them all away. Not halfway, but all the way in. Now I don't have any more.
Yeah!
Thanks.
All right. So this next song is called Nimbus Cloud, I think, is what I'm going to play next. And it goes like this. Thank you.
The empty space that you pace around, well, it looks a lot like a nimbus cloud. I know what do we do. Cloud has been stretching out faster than I can. It's covering much more than it is allowed, making its way to you. So I'm making my way to you. But when my pace stops, the rain drops at the very first to fall. So far from where they are, the waiting soon. Gotta find a way to keep the rain to keep away from you. Well, I'm soaked through my coat in the pouring rain. I'm moving forward, heading north, and now I'm coming your way. Well, I wonder why you have been underground. Some luck and some buckets are trying to keep you dry. While I wonder why you have been underground. The empty space that you pace around. Whoa-oh. What looks a lot just like an nimbus cloud. And oh, do it too. It's been stretching out faster than I can. It's covering much more than it is allowed, making its way to you. So I'm making my way to you. When my pace stops, the rain drops at the very first to fall. So far from where they are, the waiting soon. Gotta find a way to keep the rain to keep away from you. Well, I'm soaked through my coat and in the pouring rain. I'm moving forward, headed north, and now I'm coming your way. While I wonder why you have been underground. But I'm prepared to make it right this time. With some luck and some buckets, I'll try to keep you dry. While I wonder why you have been underground. Oh, 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 oh. Oh,
Thank you. So this next song is named after a singer by the name Frank Sinatra. Doesn't sound like him at all, so don't get your hopes up. It's probably a lot worse. But it goes like this after I take a drink of my drink.
Backwards, taking backwards, I feel the air we share. Forgetting songs of Frank Sinatra. Use blue and black birds to help you feel inspired. What happens after's a goddamn disaster. It sets your house on fire. But it's all a part of it now. It's all a part of it, is what they say. Oh, it's all a part of it now. It's all a part of it, it's what they say. Oh, but it's your house that I'm leaving now. As you're going out to find your home. And it's the same sound as your fiery, fiery house. Now I'm thinking backwards, taking backwards. I feel the air we share. Forgetting songs of Frank Sinatra. It's all a part of it now. It's all a part of it. That's what they say. Oh, but it's your house that I'm leaving now. As you're going out to find your home. And it's the same sound as your fiery, fiery house that's burning down. Till you your house that I'm leaving now, as you're going out to find your home. Same sound as your fiery, fiery house is burning down, till you finally decide you're home.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Please, please tip heavily. Once again, thanks to all the guests, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.